Chapter 28. The Ferrario's name is Coy Quire, Jadak explained, as he and Post watched from a landing bay adjacent to the Falcons. She visited me at Aurora Medical, claiming to be an agent for Core Life Insurance. The tall guy she's with, that's Lestra Oxic. His hollow image was all over the head doctor's office at Aurora. He was also the lawyer representing the Colicoids back on Holess.
And they're the ones who've been after you since Narshada?
After me, and now after the Falcon, because Oxic knows we need her to find the treasure. Post frowned.
How long have you known all this?
Only since Holess.
And you didn't tell me because you didn't want to worry me.
Jadak clapped him on the back. I've got only your best interests at heart. He paused, then said, We have to get ourselves aboard the Falcon. Post gaped at him.
You're not thinking clearly. The protocol droid saw me.
No one listens to droids. Jadak kept his eyes on the entrance to the Falcon's landing bay. If the Solos decide not to leave Vasid, we make another try for the ship. If they decide to launch now, well, just follow my lead.
Right, because that's worked so well so far.
Vasid's primary had only dropped a degree or so when they saw everyone but the Solos file out. The deputies loaded the two would-be thieves into the clunky landspeeder and took off toward town. The rotund marshal rode with Oxic and Coy Quire in the rented speeder they had arrived in. Let's go, Jadak told Post the moment the speeders were out of sight. Han was inspecting the Falcon's undercarriage when they entered the bay. Hearing them, he came out from under the starboard mandible with his blaster drawn.
We just wanted to make sure everything turned out all right, Captain, Jadak said.
Han holstered the weapon.
Sure, if you call allowing a couple of ship thieves to get off with a charge of joyriding.
Frontier injustice,
Post said.
You're telling me. But to make a theft charge stick,
Han allowed his words to trail off.
Ah, frip.
Anything we can do? Jadak said. Han shook his head.
I just can't believe those guys would try to make off with my ship.
The Falcon's as famous as you are. Word must have gotten around that she was here. Han looked dubious.
It's not like somebody could sell her.
Paint her, remove the cannons, install a new identity telesponder? Han grinned.
Yeah, but then she ain't the Falcon.
He ran his eyes over the ship.
What's worse, they managed to sabotage my anti-intrusion safeguards.
Jadak watched him for a moment.
I'm guessing you'll be headed to Narshada to continue the search for past owners.
Maybe, Han said in a distracted way. I'm not sure. This little outing of ours has taken some pretty strange twists.
He glanced at Jadak.
Why? What's on your mind, Fargal?
I know it's a lot to ask, but I'm wondering if you'd be willing to drop us at T'Prawa.
Han waited for more.
We need parts for some of the machines on the ranch, Jadak went on. An order placed from here will take weeks to fill, and we can't afford to be shut down for that long.
I know how that can be, Han said, rubbing his chin. T'Prawa, huh? Sure, why not? It's not so far out of our way. Considerate thanks for all the info you gave us.
He looked at Post.
And for telling me about seeing the Falcon launch.
No problem, Captain.
And thanks for cleaning up. You need time to throw some gear together?
Jadak gestured to their rucksacks.
We've got everything we need.
All right, then.
Han motioned to the boarding ramp.
Welcome aboard.
Han trailed them up the ramp and into the corridor, where Leia and Alana were standing alongside the still deactivated protocol droid.
We're giving Quip and Mag a ride to T'Prawa, Han announced.
Leia tried to hide her surprise by turning to the droid.
We didn't want to switch him back on till you were here,
Alana said. Han gave his head a theatrical shake.
Will you look at this? That's the last time we leave him alone with the ship.
Reaching a hand behind the droid's head, he flipped the activation switch.
What? Who are you? What are you doing on the ship?
C-3PO said.
Where am I? What happened?
You got yourself switched off is what happened, Han said. Why didn't you comlink me when the security system went down?
I made every effort, Captain Solo, but someone... Oh!
Too late. Post tried to conceal himself behind Jadak.
Take it easy, 3PO. There are passengers. You're a nervous wreck.
But, Captain...
I know it's going to mean more work for you, but they're only aboard till T'Prawa. Besides, we've all got jobs to do.
But Captain Sulu...
Not another word, 3PO, Han said, raising his forefinger. I mean it.
C-3PO straightened.
3PO, come and help us get the Falcon ready for launch, Alana said.
Of course, mistress,
he said, shuffling off after Leia and Alana.
No one listens to me anyway.
Nudging Post in the ribs as he stepped past him to take in the main hold, Jadak gasped in genuine wonder.
If I didn't know, I wouldn't even believe this is the same ship.
He peeked into the ladder well that led to the gun turrets and ran his hand over the console of the engineering station.
You've done a lot of amazing work since she was mine, Solo. You even got a hologame table.
Han glanced around.
Most of the changes I made can't be seen. They have to be experienced. The Dejarik board is actually the second one the Falcons had. The first was put in when she was part of a traveling circus.
Jadak laughed.
A circus?
Barley Thorpe sold her to the Molepole Circus and used the money to open a research center. You should contact her sometime. She's on the staff of the Aurora Medical Center.
Jadak gulped and found his voice.
Aurora?
The circus owner sold her to a gambler,
Han continued,
who ended up losing her to, well, another gambler, Lando Calrissian.
General Calrissian?
Post said. Han grinned.
Lando hasn't gone by that honorific in a lot of years. But yeah, General Calrissian.
He motioned to the hologame table's curved bench.
Make yourselves comfortable. I'm gonna get her warmed up.
Post waited for Han to disappear, then swung to Jadak.
I don't see the slicer droid anywhere,
he said quietly.
Maybe it left when Oxic's men were busy chasing you.
Post looked around, even under the acceleration couch.
Maybe.
Listen to me, Jadak said. After we launch, you need to get Solo out of the cockpit so I can have some time alone in there.
How am I supposed to do that?
Get him talking about the modifications he's made to the ship. The 0.5 hyperdrive, the turbo lasers, anything that comes to mind. If I know Solo, he won't pass on an opportunity to show off.